For All Things Considered, I'm Ricky Bevington. It is a big football weekend for University of Georgia fans. Which weekend isn't a big football weekend? But seriously, the SEC Championship. The number 4 ranked Bulldogs play number 2 Louisiana State University tomorrow at 4 p.m. If the Bulldogs win, they have a shot at playing in the national championship game next year. And joining me now to break down the big game is Laura Rutledge. She's an ESPN reporter and host of SEC Nation on the SEC Network. Hi, Laura. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So this is the third year in a row UGA has made an appearance in the SEC championship game. The Bulldogs, of course, won in 2017 against Auburn, lost last year to Alabama. That was pretty epic. What are their chances this year against the LSU Tigers?
Well, look, you never want to count Georgia out of anything. And I think in the Kirby Smart era, Georgia has been that team that's been really competitive with the top dogs, no pun intended, in college football. And when you look back even to last year's SEC championship that you mentioned, they really played the better game. If Jalen Hurts hadn't come in for Alabama in the second half of that game, Georgia would have won and been in great position for the college football playoff. So I think Georgia is in great position just because they play a style of football that you don't see that often anymore in college. It's not this, you know, fast-paced, speed and space type scheme, which you'll see from LSU's offense. And if they can possess the football and win that battle, I think they're in a good spot. They are injured. They're going to need somebody to step up at the wide receiver position. But I think DeAndre Swift, who's a little dinged up himself, and Jake Fromm look to have a big day. And they really could be in a scenario where they're right there in the college football playoff once again.
So these two teams are meeting at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Will Georgia have a home field advantage?
You know, I don't think so, mainly because LSU fans travel like crazy. And LSU fans are a lot of fun. If you want to, you know, grab some jambalaya or some gumbo before the game, you know they'll be out there tailgating, and they're usually pretty inclined to share with you as long as you'll give them a go Tigers. I think this one will be pretty evenly split, but either way, I mean, Mercedes-Benz Stadium is incredibly loud as an atmosphere for these players, and I would imagine that Georgia fans will make it feel like a home field advantage, even if there are a ton of LSU fans there too.
I'm going to give credit to my producer, Sophia, who Google mapped it. Baton Rouge is a 7-hour drive to Atlanta. So let's talk about players. A new California law will allow college players to make money from endorsements. A Georgia lawmaker has already said he plans to introduce similar legislation in January in the coming General Assembly legislative session. Envision this with me, Laura. If this becomes a nationwide standard in, say, a decade, how will college football change?
You know, it'll change, I think, for the better. And this is something that's been a long time coming. We can't continue to see a world where these players put their careers, put their livelihood on the line and never get reimbursed for it, never get rewarded for it. And there are many out there that say, well, wait a second, they're getting a scholarship. They're getting all of these extras that come with being a Division I athlete, but they're still not being able to benefit from their names and their likeness. And what I would like to point out too, that I think is really important about all of this, is this doesn't just benefit football players. This benefits all of athletics, and especially female athletes. You look at, you know, sports like softball, for instance, or maybe even gymnastics, where, you know, some of these athletes are kind of done after college. This is the time when their star is the brightest, when people would care about having them come and do an appearance somewhere, when they really could make some extra money. But especially for females who may not have another opportunity to really see their star that bright, they're able to capitalize on that when, you know, they are getting that much attention.
I can't leave you, Laura, without talking about the animal mascots who'll be on the field tomorrow. Maybe not on the field, actually. Of course, Ugga, the bulldog, will be there. Will Mike the Tiger be making an appearance?
Yeah, you know, Mike a lot of times likes to stay in his habitat there in Baton Rouge. So while we all try to do some investigation on whether or not he'll make the trip, I think it's a little bit unlikely. It's just incredible to see, you know, a live tiger as a mascot. They're such majestic animals. And so I think from Ugga's standpoint, he's probably glad that he doesn't have to see Mike the Tiger.
I think Ugga is going to be just fine.
He lives a great life, I got to tell you. He arrives in style all the time. He really does walk the red carpet that he deserves to walk.
Oh, he's so cute. Well, Laura Rutledge, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Laura Rutledge is an ESPN reporter and host of SEC Nation on the SEC Network.